Dear friends, in Christ's grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. The Old Testament reading again from Jonah in the third chapter. After Jonah had been swallowed by that great fish and then spit up onto the land again, the Lord gave him a second chance. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least. And when God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. This is God's word. Please be seated. I well remember the first time as a vicar. This is a vicar show if you'll be interested in this. I remember the first time as a vicar when my supervising pastor, Ed Trost, called upon me to visit a long-time absent member, inactive member of the church, a man who had a grudge against the church to boot. And I have to tell you, I was scared to death, wondering what on earth I had gotten myself into. I don't know what I thought the pastoral ministry was going to be about, but I guess I didn't anticipate how hard this was going to be. And I was reluctant, to say the least. I mean, I would rather have been fish bait than to have to be the Lord's messenger to this person. How would he respond? Would he yell at me? Would he slam the door in my face? Would he toss me out? Would he let me live? Or would he let me have it with both barrels? Which is why I feel a kindred spirit with Jonah. He's my kind of missionary. Reluctant. A bit fearful. Never quite ready to actually rise up and to go to Nineveh. You know, not like Abraham, who left his homeland on a promise and a prayer, or those disciples that we read about this morning, who on the spot heeded the call of Jesus and dropped their nets and left their families to go and follow the Lord. But Jonah, he gets the call to go east, and instead he buys tickets to a cruise to the west. And I mean way west. We believe Tarshish was as far as Spain, clear across the Mediterranean. But Jonah would say, "See, you've got to understand something. For you, Nineveh is just an archaeological site in Iraq. But in my day, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, a ferocious empire, brutal in warfare, barbaric in their treatment of their conquered foes. You do not know fear until you see a horde of these godless, heartless, bloodthirsty Assyrians bearing down on you. You'd rather be fish bait too than to have to face those people, much less go to them." And we can appreciate that kind of reluctance. Because let's face it, it is scary to go to Nineveh and to represent the Lord to a people you would rather run away from, a people that may not receive you very well. Have you ever gone on cold calls, knocking on people's doors, trying to witness your faith to them or to invite them to church? Probably not many of us, because that's enough to make all of us wobbly in the knees just thinking about it. Or have you ever thought about going to that person with whom you have had strife to try to work things out in Christian love? I know. I would rather sail open shark-infested seas in a leaky dinghy than to do that. Have you pondered saying something to that family member who has fallen away in sin and who has pulled away from Christ and from Christ's church? Whew, I don't know. You know, maybe Nineveh doesn't sound so bad after all. And yet Nineveh is everywhere. There are people all around us who need the word of the Lord, who need a Jonah to come to them, to call them to repentance, or perhaps also to comfort them with a message of sins forgiven and of peace with God. And here's the thing. You see, when our fears prevent us from going and speaking on behalf of the Lord and representing the Lord to someone, we have effectively made the judgment that some people are beyond the power of God's Spirit. Some people are beyond the reach of His grace and His love. So what's the use in us even trying? And in refusing to go, we have effectively said, I would rather they go to hell than to be their Jonah. And that was Jonah's other sin, wasn't it? Not just that he was afraid when he should have trusted. Not just that he headed west when he should have gone east. But it was his attitude about Nineveh and its people. Jonah had bought into this version of the Jewish faith that basically said the Jews were God's special people and everybody else was not. Sorry, that's just the way it is and the way it ever shall be. This attitude of exclusiveness basically says that if you're not one of us, then you can literally go to hell. I would rather that than to have to go to you and to talk with you. I don't think any of us consciously think that way. At least I hope we don't. But that is the net effect of our hesitancy and of our reluctance. And yet the good news today is momentous. God is a God of second chances. And not just for those nasty Ninevites. No. Let's start with Jonah. And with all of us who claim the Lord's name and yet who live in dread fear of His calling or who harbor attitudes that exclude people that He loves. Jonah got a second chance. In that wild and crazy experience that some commentators have referred to as Jonah's baptism, those 3 days in the belly of that great fish. It's not exactly a baptism like we think of baptism, and yet it had that same Easter impact upon Jonah as a baptism of death to himself and to his sin and of a new birth to God. And maybe that's why Jesus, when He chose to compare Himself with one of the prophets, did not choose one of the big-name prophets like Isaiah or Jeremiah or Daniel, but the one prophet to whom Jesus compares Himself is Jonah. It's in Matthew chapter 12. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, someone greater than Jonah is here. Our Lord's ministry not only recapitulates Jonah's experience of death and of new life, but Jesus' cross and His 3-day rest in the tomb and His mighty resurrection are the death of sin. And they are the new birth, a new life to God. He is every sinner's second chance, which makes our Lord Jesus so much greater than Jonah. God's holy Son came to this wicked Nineveh in which we live. And honestly, if we are honest, this Nineveh in which we often willfully participate as cruel, mean, hateful, spiteful, foul-mouthed Ninevites. And He gave us a second chance. He gave us that 40-day grace period, as it were, to repent, to flee to His mercy and His grace, and to escape the coming wrath of God. St. Peter said, "For the Lord is not slow in keeping his promised return, but he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Jonah got a second chance. And he knew in his heart of heart then that it was only right that the people of Nineveh would be given a second chance too, to repent of their sins, to die to their sins, and to rise to a newness of life in the Lord. No, Jonah did not know how he was going to be received, whether he would be welcomed, or more likely, whether he would get it with both barrels. Actually, from Jonah chapter 4, it sounds like Jonah actually hoped that his preaching would not be effective, because he actually gets angry with God that the Ninevites repented. "I knew that would happen, Lord. Oh, I knew it would happen." Imagine that. But even if Jonah's motives weren't perfectly pure, he knew that the people of Nineveh needed the same thing that he himself had received from the Lord: forgiveness, grace, the escape from the coming wrath, and inclusion in the kingdom of God, a second chance. So I want to ask you today, is fear causing you, like Jonah, to run away from the very people who most need your witness? That prodigal, strong-willed child, that long-time absent church member, that person with whom you have had strife, that grouchy co-worker, that meddling gossiper, that guilt-ridden friend of yours? You know, when Jacob had a falling out with his father-in-law, instead of going to Laban, his father-in-law, to face the problem and to fix the relationship, he ran away. Because as he said later on, "I was afraid." And I know we're afraid too. Afraid of how someone might react if we go to them. Afraid of confrontation. Afraid of making things worse. Afraid of being ridiculed or rejected. And so instead of going to Nineveh, we run the opposite direction, because it's easier in the short run to run away from the issue, to act as if everything is okay, to pretend that we agree when we don't, to hide our feelings behind forced smiles, and to avoid the subject. But in the long run, Jonah, it never works to run away from the Lord's calling. His truth must be spoken in love for people. Because true peace, you see, is not the absence of conflict. True peace is a whole and a healthy relationship with God and with each other. The kinds of relationships that only Christ can give, and only the repentant can possess. And when we refuse to share our faith because we are afraid, we lose the opportunity to bring new hope and a second chance to somebody who desperately needs it. So today, I want you to say with the psalmist, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in the Lord, and then arise and go to Nineveh." Go to that person. Because if God's word from a reluctant prophet could bring even a wicked city like Nineveh to its knees in repentance, you never know what that same Spirit might accomplish through your loving witness. So arise then and go to Nineveh. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, upon hearing this word, you have laid upon our hearts the names of people to whom we need to go. Help us, Lord, to be like Jonah when he was given that second chance, and to reach out for those people, to reach out to them, to go to them, that they too might have that second chance and know your grace and your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.